Hey, this is your girl, Letitia. Fresh off a nice little vacation filled with things that I don't usually allow myself to... enjoy is not quite the word. Witness is probably a better choice. I took a few days to do absolutely nothing that required clothes, shoes, or thought. I highly recommend this every 6 months or so. It's what I refer to as my mental cleansing. This being the case, why oh why would I follow up a cleansing with putting some trash into my head by watching television, you might ask? The answer is simple. I don't know. Not a clue. See, that would have required thought, and as I've already stated, I was not utilizing that brain function. So, while in possession of the remote, I now understand why men love to hold onto that thing. What a sense of power. A slight motion of the finger, you can be visually stimulated and teleported into worlds unknown in an instant. Much like the world where beautiful women get all dressed up to attend a party with at least 20 to 30 other beautiful women. At this party, there happens to be 1 to 3 millionaires that have paid money to a matchmaker so that he can look you over and choose which one he wants to date. No, money doesn't buy you happiness, but it sure helps you weed through the chicks that are fat, ugly, and maybe even like you for your personality and not the fact that you have over $1 million in the bank. Call me a crazy, hopeless romantic who happens to not be a millionaire. But are we that incredibly lazy that we have to have someone handpick a few females and put them in a room so that all we have to do is walk around, point, and grunt, me like that one? I get how this could be a huge turn-on for the millionaire men who gets his ego stroked by being one of three that gets all this attention, is billed as big money bucks, and has the power to change a woman's life by selecting her. If it doesn't work out, next. However, what's in it for the woman, long term? Sure, if you are the chosen one, you get to have some nice expensive dates, maybe fly in a helicopter, eat on the roof of a big building, dream of how you will get to decorate the penthouse suite if he pops the question. I guess the women that frequent these parties and belong to this matchmaking service didn't hear about the latest survey done by the Pew Social and Demographic Trends Project. It said that in its latest poll, having enough free time is more important to most Americans than being rich. Of course, it comes as no surprise to me to learn that the poll revealed that the people that said being wealthy was the most important were the ones that had the least amount of money. This includes minorities, first-generation Americans, and those with the least amount of formal education. This brings me to my question for you. Would you participate in a show or a real-life event where you could meet someone based on their income? Would you want a chance with a millionaire just because they are a millionaire? If you were the millionaire, would you pay to have someone narrow the field for you? This is Letitia. Note to self. Next mental cleansing, rent some old movies.